In this podcast, I'd like to just discuss a little bit about the difference between training for competition and training for longevity. There, you could train for competition, whether it's swimming, running, triathlons, or whatever. You can train for these things in a way that really supports your long-term health, makes you stronger. It's really good to have some sort of an event and things to do to give you structure, to give you motivation to do the work that you need to do to develop a lifestyle, a habit of exercising regularly. But there is a line that you can cross in training that you're now starting to withdraw from your long-term well-being. Because training, getting stronger after a certain point, getting faster after a certain point, and then being able to handle higher intensity events, whether it's higher speeds or longer distance, in order to beat other people, in order to compete against other people, to be better than them at certain things, you have to impose stress on the body so that it forces it to adapt to the higher workloads so that you can be capable of sustaining higher speeds for longer distances. And this stress is necessary to build those systems, performance systems. And if you want to be an age group competitor, you need to compete against other people who've been training for years, perhaps most of their life. And you've got to make up for that time if you haven't already put in that kind of time yourself. So that means for weeks and months of each year, you've got to train 4, 5, 6 days a week. And then you need to provide enough recovery from the stress and the breakdown that you've intentionally created in your body so that the body can rebuild and it rebuilds itself stronger. So then you can go into another training cycle where you break down the body again and then let it recover so that it can rebuild those systems and the systems become stronger. So you do that process of breaking down, imposing stress on the performance systems. The needs for a person who wants to stay on top of their age group, to get near the top of their age group and stay on top, that requires many months a year for several years. And the thing is, for longevity, human beings were made to be able to handle working a lot and to work for many years of our lives, but we're designed not to do this continuously. Our stress response, we can handle stress, but we are not designed to deal with chronic stress, constantly imposed stress. Our systems start to break down faster and more deeply than the body can repair and restore in a reasonable amount of time. And so you start digging a deeper debt into your long-term well-being the longer that you compete at really high levels. Now, what level is too high? That is a very difficult discussion. It's complicated. But the fact is that there is a line somewhere, a little bit different for each person, depending on a lot of things. But people who are extreme athletes or elite athletes, and they want to do this later in life, these are not necessarily the people who are set up to live long with high quality function of their joints and their nervous system and their immune system. And all right, this is not controversial in longevity science. This is well known that we need to use our bodies, but using them moderately and regularly in a wide variety of activities, and using them seasonally, and then also changing our activities around so that the body's used differently at different times in life. We need a variety of intensities. So these things are all good for us and helpful for us in longevity, but the demands for becoming a really awesome swimmer like an age group champion when you're in your 50s and 60s, that kind of stress is not going to work well for most people. And trying to be a top runner when you're in your 50s, 60s, top in your age group, this is hard on the body. Running fast imposes greater stresses on the joints than most people's joints are going to be equipped to handle without long-term damage. This is not easy to say, and it's going to tick some people off. It's going to anger some people to even bring this up. But the fact is, running at higher intensities, swimming at higher intensities, at higher speeds, at objectively high speeds, not what's high for you, but what's high for in the terms of, you know, worldwide competition for age groups, these kind of stresses, they are high stress because other people are trying to do better than you. And so you've got to work harder than they do to try to get your body stronger. And this is a race that our bodies were not designed to do for very long periods of time. So probably most of you listening to this are not in the danger zone of training too much, but it's possible. You may think that, well, maybe you've noticed at times that maybe you just went too hard, or there was a season of time where you just felt tired all the time after your training, and it just wasn't as fun to be involved in your sport. Well, that's some warning signs that you may have been overtraining. The body was having a hard time recovering. It's not something wrong with you. There's something right with you. Your body's just letting you know, hey, you either did too much too soon, or you've done too much for too long. You know, or your training wasn't balanced. You know, if you're going to train intensely, you've got to also be able to rest as intensely and recover as intensely as you are at the moving and active part of your training. So this consideration of what does training for longevity look like versus what does training look like for beating your age group competition, those are not the same discussions. Those are not the same training plans. But you can use competitive training to help you. You just need, for longevity, you just need to keep very clear what your priorities are. And when you find that there's a conflict, in your body's giving you signals that it's breaking down and that the stress is building up and that you're losing energy, that your immune system is running down, those are signs that it's starting to dip in. You're starting to take a longer-term debt against your longevity. You need to take heed of that and change what you're doing, or give yourself some more rest, or seek out some counsel or guidance on your training plan to make it a little bit better. All right? I just wanted to bring that up with you, that for me, and with Meditary Swim and with our new project with the longevity athlete, this is a central part of our value system. This is central to the whole thing. So my goal is to help you become set up and to be encouraged and to be educated on how to have a better functioning body longer in life, so that you can enjoy more things and you can be more productive and you can contribute more to the loved ones and the people and the causes that you care about for longer in your life. And so we're training seriously, but we're training to last longer in the human race and to do it with excellence and better attitude and more harmonious living with our society and with other people and with the planet. So considering how we're going about training and how we use racing is a part of that discussion. So I hope that either encourages you to keep going in the way you are, or it challenges you to think differently about how you have been training. And let me know your thoughts on that.